for how excellent is the name of Almighty Yahweh. As we enter into this tabernacle, the bed of our great King, we bow down before you to esteem, to exalt your name above the heights of the Shemayim. We are eternally thankful for all that you have done and everything that you are doing, our precious Abba. We bless you for this Shabbat, as we were reminded on Wednesday evening that we must lay down every burden and every circumstance, every situation that caused us to be laden down under the bondage of those powers. For you are precise, our precious Yahweh, in everything that you have commanded man. You have given unto us statutes, ordinances, your mitzvot, that teach us your way more excellent. Yeshua HaMashiach, the fulfillment of this profound truth and the power of the earthly tabernacle, has given unto us the great hope of the liveliness and the power of your truth. For we know that you are righteous. Your righteousness is from everlasting to everlasting. We understand that the Torah, the commands, the stipulations, the instructions of Yahweh, for that is the truth that Yahshua HaMashiach walked in. He did not walk in some philosophical, intellectual edicts, but he walked in the authority and power of the living truth. For what you have spoken, our precious Abba, it is the truth. And as we bow this Shabbat here in this bed, we bow to bless you. We bow to thank you. We bow down to lift up the standards of our great King. So we pray that you will enable us this day to hear, to receive, to understand the fullness of the mandates of Yahweh, and that we will do it wholeheartedly, without any stipulations that our natural carnal mind will try to live by. We pray that you help all of us today, everyone that will hear the message, everyone that are listening now on the live stream, and those that are gathered with Brother Nathan there in the Houston, Texas area. We pray for them today, that every heart will hear. Those in their homes, wherever they are, Abba, we pray that they will hear the words today, and that their understanding may be open. Our precious pastors and men that labor in such inclement type of circumstances and weather in different parts of the world, we pray for them. You help them, I pray, and help us today. For we know that you are the very present help in the time of trouble, and we need you in this time of trouble, Yahweh. So help us all. Give us strength. Bless us all to walk in your truth continuously. We ask it all in the mighty name of Yahshua HaMashiach. We pray for the shalom of Jerusalem, the remnant of your seed in that city. For it is the place of Yahweh. And we will bless Jerusalem because you said they will prosper that bless Jerusalem. So we pray for the shalom of that city and the remnant of hope. We trust you today. We believe you. And we acknowledge you in all things. In the mighty name of Yahshua, the Lamb of Israel. And all the people of Yahweh cried, Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yahweh. Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah.
For the excellence of your truth is mighty. So as we gather here this Shabbat, we pray that your hand will rest upon your man servants, that he will speak with great clarity, with understanding to the house of Israel, and those that may hear this message in whatever form it is delivered unto them. We pray that your power and the strength of your character may rest mightily in it, that every heart and mind will be quickened, made alive unto the living Torah, the truth of our Abba. So we ask you in HaMashiach, mighty name, to strengthen even the physical form of your servant, that every word will be spoken with clarity, that every word will be precise, and that the heart of Yisrael will be thoroughly convinced he always speaks to his house. So deliver unto us your truth, not in some generality or man's perspective, but according to your mighty power. For you are the Most High One, the Almighty, the Everlasting One. For there is no one, no creature form, no being in any form that equates to your excellence, your power, and your strength. So we bless you by your name, Yahweh. We call you by your name, Almighty Yahweh. So bless us all today. Help those that are listening today in their homes or wherever. May the word be a great inspiration to their love, and that they may be inspired, as the old Ocean would say, to run on to see what the end shall be. For there is a great expectation for the remnant of the seed of Israel, and we wait upon the promises for all to be fulfilled, and the precious patience, Yahshua the Lamb. We bless you, our precious Abba, and we thank you, and we all cry unto you the most highest of praises. Hallelujah, way. Hallelujah, way. Look to your neighbor and say to them, Shabbat Shalom. Wonderful to see you today. Yahweh blesses you. You may be seated. What a wonderful time and period to understand the profoundness of Yahweh's truth. We must realize that His truth is His revelation. It reveals unto Israel His identity, His character, His purpose for His people. And that is the mandate of Yahweh. Where a man is truly sealed by HaKodash Ruah, his life is consistent with what Torah teaches. We understand the very wiles of the enemy, the tares have been sown. And it is this religious perception today that has been birthed from the guts of Babylon. And she is powerfully seductive. She estranged one from her true creator and one's maker. And that is what religion has done today. It has literally segregated man from the one that created him. So there is no thought. There is no consciousness. There is no humility today to honor Him or to think upon Him in all of His excellence and the mighty, magnificent power that He possesses. We are not some self-created thing. There is one that is mightier than us all. And He is the one that created us all. I want to say this to us today. I am not one that title messages, but I have a 2 or 3 part series that I want to begin today. I think it's very vital, and I believe that you need to hear. We must begin to train ourselves to hear what the Ruah of Yahweh speaks unto the house of Yisrael. He is always speaking a word of judgment, correction, for the preparation for the imminent coming of His kingdom to be established upon the earth. It will take place. Whether we will receive it and acknowledge that, it is going to take place. You can reject it to your own peril. But what Yahweh has said, we shall see the fruition of that thing. But I want to begin this teaching because it's very vital. It's very important for us to know. And it is titled The Madness of Babylon. I want you to understand this. I want you to allow it to sink into your inward parts. I want to show you by a preponderance of evidence what Scripture says concerning this madness. The madness of Babylon. I want to begin. Jeremiah. I want to read a verse from Jeremiah. I want you to understand this spirit of Babylon, the power of the spirit. It is a madness. And I want to show you the madness of this unfruitful Jezebel. I want to show you her concept and her mindset and how it causes one to become deranged. It causes one to be removed from the temperament of Yahweh, whereby there is no temperance in their lives at all. Jeremiah, as he spoke by the command and the commission of Yahweh, we must understand that these prophets, these nabis, did not move by some inspired intellectual property. They were led by the power of Yahweh's Ruah. His spirit directed them. And they spoke only unto the house of Yisrael. They did not speak to the Hittites, the Jebusites. They spoke unto the elect, the called, the segregated, the separated, for the purpose of Yahweh. I want to remind us of this. Yahweh is not speaking to the masses today. He is not speaking to the populace of the world today. He is speaking unto Yisrael. That's why it is vital for us to be empowered by the Ruah of Yahweh. Now the purpose of that, when we hear His Torah revelation, it is the Ruah, the Spirit, that brings that alive. The reason we do not have that energized desire and purpose in our heart for Yahweh, because we are spiritless. We do not have the spirit. We have the spirit of some form of religious practice. We have a corrupt man spirit, but we do not have the power of the Ruah of Yahweh, because it constantly brings alive and witness of the truth that Hamashiach gave us by the promise of Yahweh. Jeremiah, as he spoke unto Israel, I want you to hear this. He says in Jeremiah chapter 51 and verse 5. Scripture reads, "For Yisrael has not been forsaken." He said Yisrael has not been rejected. "I have not cast her aside. I have not given her over unto the dogs to destroy her." And we find a spirit today, it is so beastly. It is the spirit of a dog, because it rejects the truth of Yahweh. So only Israel has not been forsaken, nor has Yehuda, even though they were rebellious and there was a great divide. And it came about because of Solomon's wickedness. And Rehoboam, the spirit of that wickedness, was evident in Rehoboam. He did not understand the tenderness and the mercies of Yahweh. And he brought about a great divide and a separation. As Brother Jermaine brought so vividly unto us on Wednesday evening, you must understand that every spirit that we see operating in Scripture, we must guard our heart, our mind against that, because it has the power to be functional in our lives. And so Rehoboam did not operate in the Ruah of even Solomon or David. And he brought a great retribution upon the people. And it brought about a great separation and a divide. And that is what is taking place today. It is the purpose of Yahweh. And it is by His own hand. He is separating His people. He is moving them out of that religious mindset. You cannot operate in the religious perspectives to understand the validity or the power of Yahweh. You cannot perform your rituals and expect to know the intrinsic power of Yahweh. You cannot. And so He has separated or segregated Israel, and you will know her by her strength and her character, because she exemplifies what Yahweh commands her to exemplify. She is His pillar in the earth. She obeys. His Torah is not rejected. His mitzvot, His statutes, His ordinance are important, valuable aspects or parts of their lives. Now I want to show you what has removed that. You must prepare your mind. He says, nor Yehuda of his Abba. He said, Yahweh of hosts. Though their land was filled with sin against the Kodash one of Israel. He says unto Israel, I want you to hear this. He says, flee, run, escape, do with great urgency out of, he tells you where to come out of, run and flee out of the midst of Babel, out of Babylon. There's a reason why. And deliver every man his own being. You're only going to deliver yourself out of this wretched, mad power that is already permeating the world. He said, each man will save his own being. Be not cut off in her Torahless ways or her iniquity. For this is the time of Yahweh's vengeance. He will render unto her a recompense, a repayment. Verse 7 is what I want to emphasize, what I want you to understand thoroughly. Babylon has been a golden cup. Do you hear that? Babylon, she has been a jewel and a golden cup, and the hand in Yahweh's hand that made some of the earth, I want you to understand that, that has made all of the earth drunk or drunken. Her wicked deeds, her collusion against Yahweh. And the whole world is drunken today. And the scripture talks about the two wines. There are only two wines that scripture talks about. But yet, the spirit of this Jezebel, she has made the whole earth drunken. The deeds of the nations are wicked. We have never been in a time like we are in this era. The wickedness of man. They are consumed, they are drunken with their evil ways and their wickedness. There is not even consciousness today in the earth today. The lewdness, the violence that permeates the landscape in every nation upon the face of the earth. They have rejected the Torah. They have rejected the truth of Almighty Yahweh. And this power of Babel, I will show you her strength and what she produces. It has encompassed the entire world, the whole world. For she has taken over the world. She is the cup in Yahweh's hand. And Yahweh causes the world to drink from her spirit. That they will be drunk and they will be so consumed, even their wickedness and their vile evil deeds, they are not even conscious of that. This is a generation that is not even conscious of what is right, what is wrong, what is appropriate, and what is inappropriate. This is a generation that does everything that is pure or right in its own sight. This is a generation that all the ways of this generation are right. Whether you are a perverted, psychotic, homosexual pervert, or some kind of legitimizing horse woman that has no regard for what is pure and in his sanctity, or whether you are some kind of twisted minded delusional young boy with your past dropping off your buttocks and with a 45 in your hand and you do not care who you destroy. And that's the mindset of this generation. Why? Because it is one that is drunken. It is a drunk, inebriated generation. It cannot see before it. There is no peripheral. It cannot see what's behind you. It has no discernment of what is encroaching upon you or what is about to overtake you. It has no ability to understand that. Why? Because Yahweh says, this is mine. It is not man's doing. This is Yahweh's doing. He says, the power and the spirit of Babel, it is mine. And those that have rejected my truth, I have given them this cup to drink. He warns Yisrael and Yehuda. He did not warn the Hittites or the Jebusites or the Amorites or the Philistines. He warned Yisrael and Yehuda. I understand your sins and your iniquitous ways. I call you to repent. I warn you because this is my vengeance. And this is a time of recompense that comes from Yahweh. Yahweh is letting us know that I will repay Babel. I will show her her deeds. And I will recompense or repay her accordingly to all of her transgressions against my Torah. This generation has been taught. We in our Baptist, Pentecostal, traditional ways, we have been taught to reject truth. It has been ingrained in us. We have been prepped. We have been prepared to reject those things that are profound in Scripture. It is evident in Scripture. Yahweh has given us even the natural and the physical sense to understand and to see those things in Scripture. And yet we have been trained to reject that. We have been trained to become very infuriated. There's a madness that overtakes this generation when you talk about the truth of Yahweh. Why is that madness? What is the reason of this madness that overtakes this generation? You began to call on the essence of the identity of his true name. There's a madness that consumes an individual when they hear that. They reject it. They become infuriated. They become hardened. They become resentful against you. And there's a reason behind it. I'm going to show us in this part one. Why? And the reason. Yahweh says that Babel is a golden cup in his hand. She has made all the nations to drink of it, of the wicked deeds, and the nations have drunk of her wine. Therefore, listen to this. Do you hear this? The nations have drink of the wine of Babel. Every nation. I do not care what nation it is. They have drink from this cup. We can see it in what we call the Arabic world in this psychotic, psychopathic mindset of Islam. One that is destructive and full of murdering. We can see it in this mindset of this neo-Nazi homosexual agenda that permeates the legislation of this nation today. We can see it in this masterful, skillful mindset of mastery and subservient, reducing a people to a slave mentality in the greed of the landowners of this nation. We can see it all around us. We see a madness that is beyond any kind of expressive superlatives to let us understand the power of this madness. And all of them have drank from this cup of Babel, because they are not of the true lineage of Israel. It is a madness in this world. We see it in the proliferation or the proliferating of these sexual transmitted diseases that wasn't even known in the early 60s. There were a few cases of certain diseases, and yet there are 125 different sexually transmitted diseases today. 8 million children every year are born to parents that their minds are retarded, that they have autism, and by the age of 5 million of them are dead. Why? Because of this impure practice that permeates the land today. We have one of the most powerful institutions in the world today. It is the one of witchcraft. It is known by the name of Hollywood. It has perverted the mindset and twisted the logic and the thinkings of every nation throughout the world. She is a cup in the hand of Yahweh. She is a golden cup in the hand of Yahweh. She permeates with her gods and her goddess that the world is mesmerized by these anorexia bulimic prostitutes that prostitute themselves unto the powers of hell and seduce your sons and daughters into this madness of derision whereby they cannot even function correctly. You raise up these icons of idolatry, the thuggery, the hoods, the dogs from the dungeons of hell. And they wrap their heads in a rag, and they began to spew out this venomous, vile message of darkness that burns deep down in the soul of this generation. And they're consumed by it. Yet this vile institution of Christianity has grabbed hold unto the power of that spirit of Babel, because it knows that she has power to draw, to seduce, to bring under the power of her strength, and they are submitted unto that. And so she has taken the remnant or the trash that has fallen from the table of Babel, the droppings. She has incorporated that into her pagan religious practices, that the minds of the people, they are moved with this frenzied gyration of their bodies, and they're falling out under the power of Babel through the experience of the Biddy Hens, the T.D. Jakes, and they're consumed by this dark power of hell. And yet Yahweh says to Israel, Yehuda, I warn you, I want you to hear me. I don't want you to drink from that cup, because I have a cup for you to drink from. I don't want you to drink from that wine. And I will emphasize that as well. But listen to this in Jeremiah. In Jeremiah 51 verse 7. Again, Babel has been a golden cup in Yahweh's hand, that made all the nations or the earth drunk. The wicked deeds. There's a wickedness today that is beyond expression. The nations have drunk of her wine. Therefore, do you hear this? The nations went insane. They went mad. They went halal. I want to express the meaning of that, because that is not the kind of madness I want to show you in Scripture. Do you hear that? It says that they have drank from this cup. And all the nations, not some, are mad. That's why we have the insurgents in this mindset to destroy and to kill without any conscience. We have an illustrious president that has gone into a nation and destroyed every kind of infrastructure there is. The world is full of madness, saints. It's a nation, and the nations are full of madness. We have this distorted mentality of this nuclear proliferation, and this is in the hand of Yahweh. For Babel is a golden cup in his hand.
He has caused the nations to drink. And you find it in the subjects of the nation. This is a mad generation. Children are mad at their parents. They're mad. They're disrespectful. They dishonor. They have no honor for institution. They have no honor for correction. Parents have no honor for poorer truth to teach, to guide, to instruct them according to Scripture. And the reason why, they have drank from this Jezebel spirit. She is the most prolific corrupter upon the face of the earth. And Yahweh says, I have used her. She is my cup. And I will cause her to dispense unto the nations, that they will drink from her, and they will become mad. Holla. They'll become mad. Now, I would express this. And that means to make a fool. To make into a fool. To act madly. And to act like a madman. You understand that? When one acts like a madman, it is a loss of sanity. They are insane. There's no ability to understand what is right and wrong. None whatsoever. There's no consciousness of what is appropriate and what is inappropriate. So the nations have gone mad. We see it in the Arabic nation. We see it in the Baltic area. We see it in Russia and China. We see it in this nation. This is a mad nation. For they have drank from Babel and they become mad, insane. They do not have the mind of HaMashiach. That mind pleases Yahweh in all things. This nation and the mindset today doesn't please Yahweh in nothing. The youthful ones have no desire to please Him. The older ones, their minds are given over unto this carnal thinking and this lust for the region of this appetite that draws them away from Yahweh. It's a mad world today. Whether you believe that or not, the world is mad. It is consumed with this insanity. It is a foolish nation. The world is foolish. It is consumed with frivolity and folly. Everything that you see today is based upon something that is frivolous. Based upon something that is full of folly. It's foolishness. The mind, the attitude, the reality of life is based upon something that is foolish. Because they have drank from Babel. And the nations are mad. I don't care if you go to the smallest island of the sea. The dictators, they oppress the people. They beat them down. They rob them of their subsistence. They rob them of any essence of life. They're brought down to a something that possess no power at all to live or to inquire of the one that has created all things. Because the world is mad today. It's a world that is full of madness. It is a foolish world. Because Yahweh says, I have not forsaken Yehudah and Yisrael. That is our only strength. Because He has not forsaken us. It is one thing. We that are truly the seed of Yisrael, we must flee Babel. And those that are the seed of Yisrael, you will flee Babel, Babylon. And that will not offend you because Yahweh says, flee from her. And everything she does is to draw you to her. Everything she does is to draw you to the madness. She is insane, Jezebel. She is an insane thing. And Yahweh tells you to flee from Babel. And the true remnant of Israel will not be offended in fleeing from Babel. Why? Because you will only deliver your own being. You will only deliver you. You're not delivering your Jezebel son or daughter. You're not delivering your mother that is full of whoredom and every kind of witchcraft practice there is. He tells you to flee. You flee Babel. Get out of her because there's a madness that is going to consume the entire world. I want to express to you. I want you to see in Scripture the power of this madness. How it affects what it does to those that are under the delusion and the power of Babel. It's all in the Scripture. And Yahweh intends for us to know. The reason we don't know is because we have very little time for Him. I want to read some statistical data for you to understand this madness. And I want to read a Scripture that deals with a different form of madness. Alright? I want to read this data. Listen to this.
We all know about 9/11. What happened? But I want to read this data, this information to you. Since 9/11, 4 years ago, in this nation, there has been, I'm talking about murders, killing, what scripture, the mitzvot of Yahweh tells us, you should not murder. There has been 84,563 murders. Now this country has gone to a nation and pulverized a nation with no just cause to do that. She has done that. And she has killed over 100,000 people. And maimed and handicapped tens of thousands of sons and daughters cannot grow because of her massive bombs. What nation has been as mad as the twisted minds of this nation? She's the only nation that has dropped an atomic bomb upon her people to totally obliterate them. It is a mad world because the world has drank from the cup of devil. Listen to this. Last year, there were 16,900 victims of murder. Just cold-heartedness, first-degree murder, killing them without a cause. 46 people per day die in this country from someone murdering them. 1.9 or 2 people every hour are shot to death in this country. 92,837 rapes equals 294 rapes a day and 10.5 every hour. Now this is a madness. These are violent crimes of madness. They're violent. Now these are the rapes that are reported. This is an amalgamation of information from every law enforcement agency in America, because this is FBI data, what I'm reading to you. And so we are not talking about the ones that do not report that they were raped. As many that have reported that they were raped, there are 2 or 3 that never reported it. So this is not even a threshold that is actually taking place in a nation that is full of madness, drunkenness, drug addiction. It has permeated and overtaken what we call the youth ones of this nation. They're dying with the drug overdoses in Detroit, Michigan, in New York, and these large cities, the heroin. They are working their pharmaceutical skills, and they're dying by the hundreds every day all over this nation. It is one thing that Shaitan has done. We are not conscious of things that are around us, because he wants us to have that introspective idea that it's all about your lust, your greed, and what you desire. And because we don't understand, we cannot see the hand of Yahweh moving dramatically and powerfully around us. That is an insane thing for that many murders to take place in a nation. That is insane that the lust is so driven that young men are raping the young women like that. The young women are given over unto every kind of vile practice there is. They dress not even like the beasts of the field. They dress so loose and so lucid. They dress worse than Jezebels on the corner. They are luring them. They are attracting them. They are drawing them. And they are receiving the recompense of their actual deeds and their action. These are literally taking place in this nation. These are the kinds of things. Now don't tell me that does not constitute a madness. It is a madness. I will read another verse to show us the kind of madness I want to deal with today. Not the Hala. This is a foolish nation. The fool says no to Yahweh. But I want to deal with another aspect of that madness. I want to read some data. Now I will tell you where this data comes from. It comes from the Alan Guttmacher Institution for Planned Parenthood. Now they are pro-abortionists. They believe in abortion. Now this is their data. This is not the opposition of pro-life, their data. This is pro-Guttmacher Institution, whereby they are pro-abortionists. I want you to hear this. The number of abortions per year, approximately 46 million. The wealthy ones are coming to this nation from all over the world. Do you hear me? This is a mad generation. They're coming to this nation to alter, to decide the type child they want, the sexuality. And they have these insane physicians, these mad Frankensteins, that are actually going in and changing the chromosomes and the genes of the babies in the mother's wombs. And they're coming because they want a boy. They want them to have blue eyes and curly hair. They want them to have an intellect that is like an Einstein. This is the madness of this world today. This nation, he is the proliferator of this madness throughout the world. And she's going to come down like a whore. Yahweh's going to bring her down. And I pray he bring her down, Yahweh. Bring her down. She's the conduit of every kind of evil there is. She's the conduit of every kind of hatred, every kind of prejudice, every kind of whitewashing there is. It comes from this Jezebel, this whore, this wicked prostitute. She prostituted herself. She is the strength of Babel. That's why she had to go and join herself to the city we call Babylon, Babel. So she had to incorporate that spirit. That's why this vile thing that we call a president, Mr. Bush, that's why he acted upon that madness of his own heart. You know, the cowboys out west, they would kill the Indians for their land. I don't care what history has taught us the lies, but they will go out and literally destroy and decimate whole tribes. They would give them their smallpox, their infested blankets. They would cause diseases to just consume regions. Do you not understand that that is the only people in this nation that still live on reservations? And the wealth of their finance, the federal government still owns it. They cannot do what they want to with their land. They can't do what they want to with their money. And yet he's going over here to Mr. Ahmadinejad and telling him he cannot build a nuclear bomb. And we are proliferating with nuclear bombs. We are the only wicked, mad nation that has ever done that. We went to Japan and Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And we burned people to death, babies, children, old ones. And they are still suffering from the cancerous diseases from what this Jezebel, this whorish nation has done. You can set and defend this prostitute, but I will not defend her. Yahweh is going to bring Israel to their land, to the place that they should be. Yahweh is going to do that. He brought them out of Babel. He's going to put his people where they should be. Come out of her, my people, and separate yourself. So we can see in the history of this nation, she has been one that has, from the concept or the conception, drank from the golden cup of Yahweh's hand. She has drank of the spirit of Babel. She has been a very wicked nation. She is a corrupt nation. She has killed, she has stole, she has robbed. That's what she has done. And that is the insignia of Babylon. I will show you in scripture. But there are 46 million abortions per year, approximately, listen to this, 126,000 per day. That's how many abortions. 78% of all abortions are obtained in developing countries like America, Britain, Spain, England, Canada. And 22% occur in developing countries. About 26 million women obtain legal abortions each year, while an addition 20 million abortions are obtained in countries whereby it is restricted and prohibited by law. They still get around that. Worldwide, the lifetime average is about one abortion per woman. Do y'all hear that? Based on statistical quotas, every woman has an abortion. One per woman have an abortion.
The United States. Now this was worldwide. I want to get to us, this madhouse here. Number of abortions per year, 1,370,000. Number of abortions per day, approximately 3,700. Every single day. And these are, I will show you who they are. 52% of the women attaining abortions in the USA, they're younger than 25 years old. Women aged 20 to 24 obtain 32% of all abortions. Teenagers obtain 20% of the abortions. Girls under 15, 1.2% of all the abortions in this nation are girls are 12, 11, 13, 14, and 15. You tell me that is not a mad professor, a madness in a nation. Who's having the abortions? 64.4% of all abortions are performed. That's over half of the populace. 64% are never married women. They've never been married. Married women account for 18.4% of abortions. And divorced women attain 9.4% of the abortions. Who's having the abortions? Identifying them by race and religion. Now I want to show you something here. Women identify themselves as Protestants, obtain 37.4% of all abortions in the USA. Catholic women account for 31.3%. Those that call themselves Yordim, or Jewish women, account for 1.3%. And women with no religious affiliation obtains 27.7% of all abortions. 18% of all abortions performed on women who identify themselves, 18% now, as born again evangelicals. Almost 20% of the abortions. Who's having them? The income level. All that's a part of this madness. I must establish these statistical facts that I may build upon the premises of where I started and that first cornerstone. For all the nations have drunk of the cup of Babylon and they have become mad. We will read words like that and we don't think that there's great emphasis on that, do we? But they have become mad. They become hala. They're foolish nations. They're nations that are so corrupt and evil that their seeds are corrupt. Everything they lay their hands to, they corrupt it. Who's having abortion? Women with family income less than 15,000 obtain 28.7% of all abortions. Women with incomes between 15,000 and 30,000 obtains 19.5% of all the abortions. Women with family income between 30,000 and 60,000 obtains 38.8%. Now these are the women that are the college grads. This is what your educational institutions will do to them. It has perverted their thinking, they're twisted. And it doesn't teach them to love truth or Yahweh. Women with family income over 60,000, 13.8% of the abortions. Well, how many are having abortions because they have been raped and been impregnated with a child? 1% of abortions occur because of rape or incest. That is a daddy having liberties with his daughter or the brother. Only 1%, a very small fraction of the whole. This is a mad generation. It is mad.
It is a foolish generation. It is crazy. It is insane. It is not what Yahweh put in His people or His creation. It is because they have rejected the essential of who He is. And that is His Torah. It teaches us who He is. And that is why the Protestant, the Evangelicals, the Catholics, all of them reject Torah truth. That's why they organize themselves into institutions in their defiant ways, and they have defied the truth of Yahweh. So they're not having abortions because they are raped. 93% of all abortions occur because of social reasons. Child unwanted and inconveniency to them. At what gestation age abortions perform 52% in the ninth week. 25% happens in the ninth and the tenth week. 12% between the 11th and the 12th week. 6% between the 13th and the 15th week. 4% the 16th and the 20th. And 1% abortion 16,450 a year happen after the 20th week. Now this is what is taking place in this nation. We're talking about this nation. And all of the abortions are not accounted for. Because there are those that are done through unscrupulous means. And there are unscrupulous dogs you call doctors. And they will do it because the cash is relatively easy. And to keep things from parents, they will not say anything. But they will bring in the 14, 15-year-old girl. Even in the schools today, a 15-year-old child can have an abortion without informing their parents. They're teaching them this perverted sexual education, and they're teaching them how to be them and to express themselves. Well, what they're expressing from themselves is an insidious power of darkness. Yahweh tells us to teach the young women how to adore themselves and how to dress in a way that they will practice the principles of Yahweh. And they have these corrupt perverts, these mad professors, these liberal-minded perverts that teach your sons and daughters and impart those corrupt spirits in them. And you actually think they're doing something because they made all bees. Because they're accepted in some perverted institution. And yet that's the mindset of this generation. Yahweh wants us to learn Torah. He wants us to learn truth. He wants the young women to learn His commands and His truth. And that they will walk circumspectly in this generation. The young men will be trained to be the head, to be leaders, to provide, and to do those things. But this Babel, this Jezebel, I was listening to that message yesterday, the message that Brother Patrick preached on this seductive power of Babel. And they have been seduced by the spirit of this whore, and they are mad. They're mad against Yahweh. They're mad against any kind of instruction. They're mad against any kind of institution. This is a mad generation. It does not want to be corralled. It doesn't want to be refined. It wants to express its own willingness and its own corruption. It is not a generation that is willing to obey Yahweh. It is not a generation that, as we learned on Wednesday, to possess that willingness of heart to do what? To obey Torah, to obey what He commanded us. We should possess that. That should be in the frontlets of our vision. To obey Yahweh, to be inspired, that our heart is willing, not this madness that has permeated the land. The mothers are mad. The fathers are mad. They turned their heart against Yahweh. They've turned it to a superficial expectation. They turned it to something that is not a reality. Because they don't realize that death is an imminent to everyone that is sitting here. You're going to die. And I will remind you again, you're closer to death now than you were before you sat down today. Well, I'm young, it means nothing. It means nothing at all. As certain communities you go through, a young 15-year-old being shot down is no more different than a 50-year-old. A man that is 50 has a better chance than a 15 or 16-year-old today. And because of your social inabilities and your ignorance, and certain classes of people, they will always be kept to a certain level at a certain position. And that's just it, whether you buy it or not, it is the truth. We can see that in every nation that begins to develop, We see that when they began to discover oil or any kind of natural riches of the land, you will find a super class of people. You will find a depraved people, a subhuman class of people. They bring them down to the level of the beast, and they will cause every kind of fashion and every kind of sectarian violence there is. They began to break away on social lines. They began to break away on tribal lines. They began to break away on the color of skin or ethnicity or language or educational ground. That's what sectarianism is. They break away because of a certain physical attributes, a certain physical or norms, what they call them. You find that permeating all over the world today. It is real and is entrenched. And you have a super rich elitist class of people that runs the wealth of the world. You tell me that's a fairness? With 300 people in the world, they own close to half of all the wealth. And then you have 6.3 billion people trying to scare and try to obtain the crumbs that fall from the table. You tell me that's not a madness that permeates a land? They bring you down to a servant and a slave all of your lives. And you labor for their enrichment. You don't labor for nothing that enriches you. You're broke down. You're tired from your jobs. You're frustrated. That's what they do. And that's the mindset of Babel. That's her spirit. It breaks you down to a subclass of a human. Now I want to show you this before I proceed into more scripture. Who's having the abortions? Or what ethnicity of people? They even break it down to the ethnicity and the race of the people that actually have these abortions. And it is surprising as to who or the identity of the women that have these abortions here in the United States. Now the vast percentage of those that perform the abortions, the vast percentage is what they call the women of color, percentage wise. But overwhelmingly, the Caucasian woman has more abortion because in the sheer fact that her numbers super exceeds every ethnicity and race or nationality of women upon this in this nation. She is 3 times to 1 or 4 times to 1 to have an abortion over a woman of color. But because of the percentage wise, I want you to hear this, because of the small minute populace of women of color, and especially the ones that they call the black, because that is how it is identified. They are literally, by percentage, having more abortions in this nation than any race. Now the percentage will give you a disillusional type of comprehension that is what is taking place. So the black women are having 3,000 abortions, while the white woman is having 9,000 because of the sheer fact that her numbers super exceed them. Number wise, she's having more. Now that is how they break it down. If you got a problem with that, woe unto you. White folks are as wicked as hell, just like black folks. And if you got a sensitivity to that because you are a wicked white man, trashy white woman, or you are a scurried black woman, a Jezebel black man, that's it. Period. And I will not apologize for the statement at all. This is a mad generation. It wants to protect the corrupt white race. This foul, insidious practice of what we call the black race, or the Hebrews as they identify themselves. It's amazing with the doctrine of those that call themselves Hebrews. Now those that are in Africa are not Hebrews. Those that are the dark ethnicities. Only those that have come to America are the Hebrews. And the Caucasian's doctrine is just as twisted and twisted as hell as well. Some mad people. The inventors of madness. There is no ethnicity upon the face of the earth. Say what you will. Say what you may. We must reconcile with actual facts.
There's no ethnicity upon the face of the earth that has the madness like the Caucasian man, because he developed things to kill, to destroy, to bring down to a sub-beast. Say what you will, but it is the truth. You can reject it all you want to. He got willing subjects too. This ignorant mindset of the people of color. Ignorant. Why? Because they will not be taught. There's nothing that makes a man more ignorant than one that is not willing to be instructed. When you find a man not willing to be instructed, he's an ignorant man. He's a fool. He's a foolish man. And because we have respect to race, family, ethnicity, we have no honor to Yahweh's truth. Yahweh, did he identify the Hittites in their ways? Did he identify the Philistines in their ways? Did he identify the Jebusites and the Yarden? Did he identify their ways? Did he identify Ethiopia and all the nations, Gog and Magog? Did he identify them? But we don't want to do that today, because we have the sensitivities. We are so soft-skinned. We don't want anyone to say anything about the people of color. And we certainly don't want to say anything about people that are Caucasians. They get very offended. But that is the truth. There's no people that have created something so massive than the nuclear bomb. Well, that's a great scientific discovery. It's one of death. It's one that is hellish. It's beyond. Do you hear me? That is an allegiance with the powers of hell. Because it's beyond the limitations of Yahweh. It's beyond that. It's beyond that. I was thinking of the day when Yahweh says, when Brother Allen quoted that, how that during the graduation, how that Jotan, he was more sorrow. Or who quoted that? You, Brother Jermaine? Someone did. He was more sorrow than all the creatures, all the beasts of the garden. And yet he was not some kind of a disfigured form of a beast. What living, what things were there? What has Yahweh done? And we find these beastly powers of these creatures that were cast out of the Shemaiah. They're living in earthly bodies today. And that's why we have this beastly mentality. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. These powers that rules in the Shemaiah. Tell me, this nation rules. Rules in the Shemaiah. This nation is exalted in the places above every nation. You watch them go and they fly. They fly their discoveries, their ships around the earth. Well, I can't even fathom that thing. Every 1 hour and 15 minutes. You hear that? It makes a complete revolution around the earth. Come on, brothers and sisters. That thing goes around the earth. Discovery. Every angle of the earth, it has pictures of. It flies every angle. That's not one sphere of the earth that it doesn't cover. Every 1 hour, 15 minutes, complete revolution. By the time it takes you to get home, it has go around the earth. So there's a beast nature inhabited in the bodies today. It is a beast nature. It is a beastly spirit. Because he was more subtle. He was able to dialogue. He was able to talk to what? Does that word beast, does it present the connotation of it, of a hog or cow? But he was a creature, he was a living thing, and he was the most subtle of all these beastly forms of life. There was no other one like him. No other one. And that is the power and the strength of this Babylon. That these beasts of the beastly power has taken the heart of man. And relegated him down to less than a beast. And scripture gives us examples of that. Let me move on. I want to read. I want you to hear this. You can write this down or you can turn this from Mishlei, Proverbs 4:7. As I said to you, I will identify the two wines that scripture talks about. The only two that I found in scripture. You may find others. Tell me if you do. And I'll search scripture diligently. It says, you must understand the state of Solomon. It says in Mishlei, Proverbs 4:17. He said, for this people, for they eat the bread of wickedness. This is a generation that eats the bread of wickedness. Well, what is the bread? They don't eat the body of HaMashiach. But they eat the bread of wickedness, and look at this, and they drink the wine of violence, the wine of cruelty, the wine of injustice, the wine of wrongdoing. That's what cruelty is. That's what this violence is. This nation drinks this wine. It is a nation that is consumed with violence, is it not? This nation is consumed with violence. This world is overtaken by violence. You have the cleric, the Shiites, you have the Sunnis, you have the Kurds, you have every kind of facet of Islam, and it is damned. You have every kind of vile, uncaged bird, unclean spirit, and what we call the religious practice of Christendom. And they're violent. They have perpetrated their violence throughout the world. The great insurrections and the great killings of people because they were not conform to their religion and their practices. Yahweh never compelled his house. He speaks to it. When they reject what he said, he rejected them. When they will not obey them, he will not hear their cries. When they rose up against him to destroy the validity of his name and his power, he brought them down to the dust of the earth. And he's going to do it again like never before. It shall never be like this time. Oh, what he has done been spectacular. But what he's about to do now, you have not seen the madness of Yahweh. He is pouring out the Spirit. Because Yahweh is going to show the madness of his vengeance. And he loves a good fight. He's a man of war. He is a warrior. So he loves that. He loves a good fight. So he's pouring out this madness. And they're going to come against him too. They're already doing it. And the mindset today, the heart today, they're already doing it. So he said there's a wine that this nation and the nations drink. It's a wine of violence. Do we not find this cruelty throughout the world? Do we not find this devilish mindset throughout the world? Countries being robbed. People, their homes burned and destroyed. And there are a few elite that sit at the top of the ham, rule the nations, and destroy the little people. Can't even get water and bread. I will tell you one thing. Whatever a nation does to the poor, whatever it does to the poor, I don't care who, I don't care if they're unsaved or what. Whatever you do to the poor, it is a vengeance or it is, Yahweh will repay you for that. You treat the poor wrong, Yahweh is going to rage. Because they're defenseless, they have nothing. There's nothing that the poor man can do against the wealth of a rich man. There's nothing he can do. He has no power. The rich man will destroy his family. There are governments, as we have seen throughout the world, there are governments that separate families and destroy them. We saw it in one of the most prolific systems in the world, in the apartheid system in South Africa, whereby man could not work in his own city to feed his wife and his children. They would make sure that the men would be 200, 300, 400, 500 miles away from home. Why? Because they didn't want any kind of insurgent against their wicked, corrupt power to bring them down. And they would send these men out 500, 600 miles away from home. And no chance, because they made enough, just to send enough back for the wife and children to have bread. And a man away from home like that, he's lonely. He has no communication with his wife. He finds himself being consumed and inebriated by the drunkenness of hell. He finds himself sleeping with strange women. He goes back once every year. And then he transmits AIDS to his wife, to his children. And now we see a nation that is a pandemic of AIDS that is madness. And this is a world that doesn't want to deal with the actual fact of what's taking place because of the lust and the greed of man. Because the wage givers or the payers, they have held back by the fraud. They've robbed the little man. They brought it down to a beast state. That's what they have done. Believe it or not, but it's the truth. Yahweh says, it's a madness. And I poured it out. I've caused them to drink these two wines, the wines of violence. And in Tehillim, Psalms 60, verse 3, Yahweh says, you have shown your people hard things. He has shown us hard things. He has shown us a way that totally resents our flesh and fights against it. He says, you have made us, Yahweh have made us to drink the wine of astonishment. The wine that caused one to reel and stagger. When one is astonished, they staggered by that.
They're staggered, are they not? The wine of violence and the wine of astonishment. This is the earth today. Nothing. Nothing like it. And this generation is astounded today. They are astounded. They are astounded by someone that can get on stage, pull their pants down, turn their buttocks and say, kiss it. And they are astounded by that. They rally in that. It is a regal type thing. It's a madness in this world. And I want to show you in Scripture, there's a visitation that is coming from Yahweh. And the reason is because of the madness. Turn quickly to Hosea chapter 7. This spirit upon you, you are not the seed of true Yisrael. I don't care if your skin is black as they come. I don't care if it's creamy and white as a lace white sheet. Scripture says this. Hosea chapter 9 verse 7. Yahweh says, now I want you to speak to Yisrael. Listen to this now. The days, do you hear that? Of visitation. Now that is the oversight and the punishment of Yahweh. The days of visitation have come. Do you all read that? Does it say that? The days of recompense, of retribution, of repayment, of requital. Yahweh says, they have come. Yisrael. Do you see that in the book? Yisrael shall know it. Only Yisrael shall know it. Why? The Nabi, the prophet, is a wise man. He is a fool. What is a fool? It is a man that despises the instructions of Yahweh's wisdom. It is a man that defies Yahweh's truth. So the Nabis today are fools. They're fools. They're crazy. And the spiritual man is mad. Is mad. Why? Why are they blind and foolish? Why are they mad? For the multitude of their iniquity. For the multitude of their. For who? For your iniquity. For the multitude of your Torah-less attitude. Yahweh has sent this mad spirit. And they prophesied madness today. They prophesy with false tongues and lies and deception. Because he is making them to drink of this Jezebel of Babel. That's why their minds are mad. These spiritual men today, they're mad men. They will become very enraged when you began to deal with the sin. He said, because of your iniquity, because of your Torah lustness, your perverted ways, your depravity, because you have despised my instruction. And we are a generation that despises any kind of correction, don't we? We don't want nobody to tell us nothing. You see, when one is pure in heart to the pure, all things are pure. But when a man is pure, his intent, his motive is pure. When he hears something, regardless, he sees the purity. But unto those that are corrupt and defiled, there is nothing pure. They cannot see the reverence of Yahweh in that. The love of Yahweh in nothing. And so they respond that way too with this foolish expression. I know the expression of a fool, the expression of a wise man. See, because a wise man's expression is different than a fool's expression. A wise man, he responds differently. Yahweh says, because of your iniquities, the wise men are mad. Your prophets are mad. And your spiritual men, they are mad. Because of the multitude of your iniquity, your perverseness, and what? And the great what?
Hatred.
And the great hatred. Oh, I love everyone. You are a liar. He said, because of your hatred. This is a nation that is built upon hatred. It was built upon the premises of hatred. It was built upon the premises of killing and pillaging and destroying. This nation was built upon killing. It was built upon hatred. It was built upon destroying people.
It was built upon taking advantage of the weak and destroying it. That's what this nation is built upon. And there's a hatred that permeates this nation, the cities, the countryside, everywhere you go. There is a hatred that permeates. There's a prejudiceness. There is a racism. Can I tell you all something, brothers and sisters? You may get offended. I don't care whether you're Caucasian or black. But there's something about this nation, her corruption, what she does. She actually turns the heart of man away from any kind of simple truth. Because of hatred in her ways. Everything we do, we're ingrained to hate. It is a hatred in this country. Where all the Arabs, they bombed the towers. And the mindset in this nation was transformed. Let's go to war. Let's destroy them. And they went there and destroyed the madness of this country. Destroyed babies and children. They destroyed their water system. They can't drink water. They can't bathe. I remember years ago when I watched these perverts of this nation. As they were there at what they call the compound of David Koresh. 70 people, they cannot overthrow the little town they were in. And I watched the wickedness, hundreds of troops and agency of the FBI and tobacco and firearm agencies. And I watched how they ram that tank in. I was there watching it on a television in the hospital. And I saw what they did to that people. And there was such an anger when I saw what they did to them. They could not have overthrown anyone. No one made, no one moved. And those that were there, they were there. Whether it was right or wrong, they were there because they wanted to. People go to jobs every day. Those employers don't make them come. Their circumstances make them come. And I watched this nation. And they gloated in it. And they characterized everyone like a David Koresh. They didn't even know the man. They didn't know of any of his actions or deeds. And I watched this nation burn people to a crisp. And the ones that survived went to jail. I watched them. I watched them as you have watched them go into Iran. You watched them go into Afghanistan. You watched them set up their own puppet government. You watched them as the corporations from America set up their entities there and to rob the little peasantry and the people. Now you have an animosity there because you have this elitist class of people that are living rich and the poor people can't even get a bucket of water to bathe themselves. That's the madness of this world. That is the spirit of Babel. And everything that America touches, she brings that power of Babel there. Look at every nation she's gone into. Every nation has the dominant power of Babel there. She has gone and enjoined herself to her mate in Babylon and the nation and the land of Babylon to solidify her place and her strength. She is the Jezebel of the world. He always says, she's my cup. That's what Babylon is. She's a golden cup. Everyone wants to come to America, don't they? Because they want to drink from the cup of America. They want to drink from the riches of America. They will risk their lives. They will leave their families for America. Why? Because they want to drink from the cup of Babel. And she has made all the nations of the world mad. The nations are mad. That's why Mr. Jamadid and these ruthless, psychotic, psychopathic, Islamic, fascist-type mindsets, they want the weapons. America used it, and they will use it against this Jezebel. Yahweh, it is in his hands. He has the heart of the king in his hand. He makes the king do what he doesn't want to do. He does that. So it has nothing to do with the king. And so this madness of this mentality today, and these howlings, these mad spiritual leaders, the T.D. Jakes, the Bishop Longs, the Benny Hinn's, they feed this madness, this frenzied lust, and they feed the people that constantly and continuously, and when a person speaks to them the profound truth of Yahweh, they become very mad. They become very adamant, they become very hostile. Well, I don't believe that. Whether you believe it or not, it's scripture. Whether you receive it or not, it's factual. So we have this madness today based upon separation of ethnicity, people, colors. It's based upon social, economic status. It's based upon that, believe me. And that is the truth.